Well, good morning. This is the online youth message, which is similar to the message that we talk about in church at 11 o'clock every Sunday. I just try to do a little twist on the message and look at it and bring it down to a level that we can kind of just humble ourselves and understand the scriptures, Betty, as a youth, because we're all young at heart, right? Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." Well, if we're a child of God, which we are, then we're part of being the little children. Amen. I want to share with you today from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth into Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And when Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens split open and the Holy Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with you." We don't think about Jesus being tempted, but he was, especially now that we're in the season of Lent, which started Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. Jesus was tempted just like we are tempted. So hear the word in the scripture in verse 12. Immediately the Holy Spirit compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness, and he was there for 40 days being tempted by Satan. That's what we have when we talk about Lent. We got 40 days, and we allow that to become in making changes in our life. Now, he was out among the wild animals, and angels took care of him. But this is what he said to the first disciples. Later on, after John was arrested by Herod Antipas, Jesus went to the Galilee to preach God's good news. "At last, the time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news." May God add his blessings to reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news. Now, we're in a season on the church calendar that talks about Lent, which is a time of repentance for 40 days, coming up to the time when Jesus was crucified and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, breaking that bondage over sin and death. So what a joy it is to come together this morning and just talk to you about being tamed. But my message is untamed. What's that mean, preacher? Well, you know, I came out of the automobile business before I went into ministry, and of course I mostly with Ford Motor Company. And in 1964, Ford came out with the Mustang. Interesting word, Mustang, for a car. Because they were thinking in their advertisements, they wanted to tell people that the Mustang has been changed and tamed and coming for good. Well, if you know about the wild horses in the West, they were wild. But they knew that if they could capture this horse and train them, they would become good horses. And that's the way it is today. Now, we still have wild animals and wild horses, but the ones that we're able to capture and train, they become good for our society. Even dogs, wild dogs, you know, they capture them and they train them. So we as people are also trainable. Now, when we come into this world, we are born. Our parents don't have an owner's manual to show us, to show them how to train us. You know, it comes with error and different things, but our parents know that they need to train us. They need to train us to potty train or to do a lot of things growing up to learn. Our parents had an awesome responsibility to train us to be active in this old world and to understand God's love for us and to teach us the Bible and teach us Sunday school so that we can become untamed? No, for us to become tamed, to be productive citizens in this world and understand the message of God in our life. So if you look at that word tame in our culture, it usually connotes or refers to an animal, that has been domesticated. You know, I talked about the dogs being domesticated, cats, and the horses, the Mustang horse being tamed. But if you look up the definition of the word, you also find that to tame means to subdue, to cultivate, or to bring under control, to inhibit, rein in, tone down, because sometimes we get a wild spirit in our life, to deprive the spirits. Well, God's Spirit wants to be with us, and His Spirit is with us always, especially if we invite Him in, and then we become formidable in our life, and we become not conquered, but to be able to live a life that we continue to grow in grace. Look at the fruit trees or the other kind of trees, you know. They have to be pruned once in a while. Same in our own life. You know, we get a little wild sometimes and we need to be toned down. And a little pruning sometimes hurts, but it is good for us as we grow up. And I was thinking today, I don't remember if any of you remember the Tarzan stories or not. But immediately after Jesus' baptism, he was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, where he spent 40 days in the wild being tempted. Now, he did not give in to the devil's temptation, and it frustrated the devil. So when the 40 days were up, and Jesus didn't succumb to the devil, and he went to go and preach the gospel. But the devil said one thing in Scripture, and I believe it's in Luke's gospel, but you can have to look it up for to be sure. But the devil said to Jesus, "I will be back." So by the time the 40 days was over and Jesus was tempted, but he did not succumb to it, the devil told him, "I'm going to keep bugging you forever until you cow down to me." Well, Jesus, being the Son of God, showed us a way. He said in Scripture, "Devil, get thee behind me, for it is written that you shall not tempt the Lord thy God." That's what I do sometimes when things get challenges and sin creeps into my life. But this 40 days of Lent is a time for us to look at ourselves, to examine ourselves, to understand what's going on in our life and make the changes that we need. Now, it's become a tradition when you go into the season of Lent, you just give up something, like give up Diet Cokes, which I do sometimes, or give up this, or give up that, or try to stay within them 40 days so that you can experience the wilderness experience. Now, some of us can give it up and we get through the whole 40 days, but some of us, not so good. But did you know in our faith tradition that Sundays don't count? And why don't Sundays count? It's because that we can come then to experience the grace of God in our life. And to give us a breather, so to speak. One day of grace in the midst of what we're trying to do in the season of Lent. Amen. But it's a wonderful, wonderful experience to be part of God's kingdom. It's a way for us to look at somebody who lived a sinful life. Because he is the only one that was able to live a sinless life. So we know that since sin came into the world way back in the Garden of Eden, we call that original sin, that devil is always going to be tempting us to give in to his kingdom, not the kingdom of God. So we have to learn, we have to grow. That's what it's like about coming to church and coming to Sunday school, to be able to understand what goes on in our life and how we can say to the devil, "Get thee behind me, Satan, because I am covered by the Lamb of God. And yeah, my sins have been forgiven, never to be repeated again." Because it's interesting, when you ask God to forgive your sins, he does that. And then he casts them in the deep of the sea, never to be remembered again. But you know what's interesting about our life? We can we can go back into that old sea and bring that sin out and use it to encourage other people in the faith about how we were forgiven by grace. And then when we're done testifying to somebody or encouraging somebody, he allows us to put it back into the deepest of the sea again, never to remember. Well, I hope and pray that all of you are doing well. And Miss Carol now has got signed up, and we're waiting back for the check that she can be able to drive the bus, which would help us a lot when we're trying to get the youth back in church, and we're fellowshipping with Capital City Church of God. And we're picking up the youth and taking them to there. Of course, our fellowship hall is in the process of being remodeled, so we can't meet in there. But one day, we will be able to do it, and we can continue to fellowship with the youth at Capital City Church of God, and we can go back and forth. But in order to do that, thank God he provided Bethel with a little bus. So Miss Carol is going to be one of the drivers. We have Miss Tina, Mr. Travis, Tina too, and now we'll be able to get Carol Morgan on board to do that and help us when need be. It's good to have a good backup because, you know, sometimes people want to go on vacation or something changes in their life. So when it's time to get the ministry of the youth back in full bloom, we are grateful and thankful for our leaders. Give them a call or touch base with them. I know most of you now have laptops or cell phones that got internet capabilities, so I hope and pray you're listening to this message. Just close by saying God loves you, and we at Bethel love you, and we care for you, and we hope that the Lord will keep you safe until we can again meet in person. Amen. God bless. Have a wonderful day.